Pittsburgh Steeler fans, welcome back. This is Jeff Hartman, senior editor behind the steelcurtain.com, with you for a day two Pittsburgh Steelers training camp recap podcast. In case you missed day one, you can go back anywhere on our audio side and listen to that, where we talked about the Pittsburgh Steelers' first official practice. They had reported on Wednesday, but their first official practice on Thursday. And here we are on Friday, giving you a recap of everything that happened. It wasn't as much news. The excitement of the first day is certainly something that's significant. But when Mike Tomlin spoke with the media today, he brought up something again that was, it was kind of discussed on Thursday, but still, he keeps bringing it up based on the fact that he wants the media to know, the media that are there watching live, that some of the decisions that are being made are not based on the regular season, but about the preseason. The first game, that is the Hall of Fame game where the Pittsburgh Steelers will go against the Dallas Cowboys, the first football action of the 2021 calendar year, of the season, I should say. And one of the things that he talked about is some of the decisions that they're making are based off of who's going to play the most. So on Thursday, we talked at length about how Kendrick Green, the rookie center, third-round pick from Illinois, he's been getting first-team reps. Why? Because he is the one that's going to be playing the most in that Hall of Fame game. It's not that B.J. Finney's not going to play. It's not that J.C. Hasenauer's not going to play. They're going to play, but Kendrick Green's going to get the brunt of the snaps. They want to get a good look at him and take that for what it's worth. Now, on Friday, today, Ben Roethlisberger, they kind of dialed him back a little bit. And I'm sure that there's a million fans out there that are freaking out saying, oh my gosh, it's the second day. Why are they giving him time off? The guy's 39 years old. He's entering the 18th year of his career. And mind you, you have to remember when he was drafted in 2004, he played a significant number of snaps that season. He entered I think it was week two. They lost to Baltimore. That was when Tommy Maddox got hurt. He came in and hasn't left that spot as a starting quarterback since. So it's not a situation where he's a quarterback that's entering year 18, but has really only played 16 of those 18 years. It's not the case. And so he was given a little bit of a break. He didn't do any team drills today. And who got most of the reps? The guy they think is going to play the most in the Hall of Fame game, Dwayne Haskins. And he said that it was the first day they dialed Roethlisberger back. That's something Mike Tomlin said. And that Haskins is getting more reps. And here's what he said about Haskins. Quote, Tomlin likes his approach to business. It's been really positive. And again, he always mentions it's a small sample size. But again, they're looking forward to seeing a lot of Dwayne Haskins. Now, if you want to debate Dwayne Haskins playing, practice, whatever, you can do that. Understand that the debate is not Haskins or Rudolph, it's going to be Haskins or Dobbs. It's very unlikely the Steelers will go into the season with only two quarterbacks, and you have to wonder who's going to be number three. Keep in mind, last season they decided to trade away Joshua Dobbs, even though he's back with the Steelers. Keep that in mind. Keith Butler, defensive coordinator, spoke with media today and was asked about the retirement of Vince Williams. It did kind of seem just out of the blue, and Keith Butler says, this is according to Brian Batko of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, he thinks Vince Williams just felt like he wasn't ready to play. His body wasn't ready to play, and that's why he just decided to hang it up. Again, no one knows officially why Vince Williams is no longer a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers or in the National Football League. Nonetheless, that's the defensive coordinator's best guess. And when you hear an answer like that, when you hear Keith Butler, the defensive coordinator, say that, you immediately know that this is a situation the Steelers had no clue. And that's something we talked about on Thursday's podcast. Brought up again about, Mike Tomlin elaborated more about that Hall of Fame game, and that's why Dan Moore Jr. is going to be seeing a lot of time. If you're sitting there wondering, what's this Hall of Fame game going to look like? Don't expect to see Ben Roethlisberger or any of the veterans. I might even go as far to say don't expect Najee Harris, the first-round draft pick out of Alabama. I just have a gut instinct that tells me he's probably not going to play. Someone that did bring up a lot of people talked about him this offseason, and it was Devin Bush, not just because he's coming off that torn ACL, but because of his Twitter activity. Everyone was talking about his strange Twitter activity. He's tweeting weird stuff. He's retweeting videos. And Cam Hayward spoke to media today and was asked about Devin Bush, and they did have those two have a couple Twitter exchanges, we'll put it that way. And so he was asked about the teammate that is often on Twitter, and his quote was, he can be a kid at times, but we'll rein him back in when we have to. take that for what it's worth. It is, if you're someone that's been keeping tabs on Devin Bush, he hasn't been on social media very much since they've reported back. There you go. Juju Smith-Schuster was also in front of the cameras today. In-person interviews are back at the UPMC Southside facility, and he made it very clear that he is not eating the TB12 diet. The TB12 diet is very strict. Nightshades are not allowed. Juju Smith-Schuster said, quote, "I've been eating Chick-fil-A a lot lately. Chick-fil-A, I got so much love for that. So hopefully after the Super Bowl win, I'll go and have a 50-piece. He's referring to Giannis after the Milwaukee Bucks championship. And to be honest with you, it was just a kind of, it was not really a noteworthy day for the Pittsburgh Steelers. They did have a workout, and they're waiting the first padded practice. I'm sure this is an acclimation period for the Pittsburgh Steelers and the coaching staff as they get used to not only not being at St. Vincent College in La Trobe, but also as they prepare themselves for the upcoming season. And so you're going to hear these practice reports until the pads start popping, and that's a little under a week away. The Pittsburgh Steelers will have that practice at Heinz Field. Fans will be in attendance when they have their first live contact practice. And so everything is going to be gearing up to that. So you're not going to hear a ton of news. It's going to be when fans get there that's when you're really going to get the meat of these reports. So nonetheless, I did find a way to get a schedule. The Steelers will have practice over the weekend. They'll have practice Saturday and Sunday with Monday off. So that means that you can expect to hear me again Saturday afternoon, evening with another Pittsburgh Steelers training camp recap podcast. Remember, you can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Search Steelers or Behind the Steel Curtain. Subscribe, follow, do whatever you have to do so that you do not miss a thing. And also understand that BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, it should be your one-stop shop for all things Pittsburgh Steelers. We have breaking news, commentary, film rooms, you name it, we have it. So check that out. That's it for me. As I always sign off here, be safe, be kind, and God bless. We'll see you tomorrow on another recap podcast. Go Steelers.